This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
DJV Show. I'm Jennifer Horan. Doug, the D in the DJV Show, is out. He's taking a well-deserved vacation this week, enjoying Italy, if you can believe it. Can't wait to see some pictures on our Facebook page. You can find us at DJV Show on Twitter. And Victoria Keelan hanging out with us today. She's the V in the DJV Show. And Kara Schillen behind the controls in Washington, D.C. at our uplink. And ladies, last week the president gave a speech about the opioid crisis in this country. He made it a health emergency. And this was something that surprised a lot of people. The president has been talking about the opioid crisis, and to be fair, actually, both candidates, he and Hillary Clinton, were forced into talking about this as they were launching their presidential campaigns, and specifically when they went into New Hampshire, which is a huge battleground for presidential candidates. Such an important state for
them. And the heroin capital of America.
And they found out about this issue with heroin. And so many times people are having maybe a surgery and they start taking their prescribed opioid pills and they get addicted. And then when they can't get the pills anymore, they become too expensive of a habit. Many times you're seeing people who are in the corner office next to you or living in down the street getting addicted to heroin, which I think for so long has had this sort of stigma as being, you know, just something that those people get or that those low life or get addicted to heroin, and now it's becoming very much a white-collar drug because of this dependence and the overprescription of opioid-type medication and pain relievers. So President Trump declared a public health emergency for opioid use in this country. John Kapoor, who is the Insys Therapeutics founder, was indicted on fraud, racketeering, and other federal charges for distributing opioids. According to prosecutors, they said the company was leading a nationwide conspiracy to profit from illegal distribution of its fentanyl-based product. The drug is called Subsys, which is an under-the-tongue fentanyl product, which is FDA-approved for cancer patients who suffer severe pain despite already taking painkillers. Insys Therapeutics is accused of bribing doctors to prescribe it in patients who didn't need the powerful narcotic. So they were giving it to people just to get them hooked. Oh. Cases against pharmaceutical companies for their part in the opioid crisis are more common, with states, cities, and counties suing major companies for knowingly marketing addictive drugs with overdose risk. Investigators say they'll continue to hold the pharmaceutical industry accountable for the opioid crisis just as they would the cartels or a street-level drug dealer. And I think that's what's so disturbing. And I'm interested what you, Victoria, and you, Kara, think about this. For me, Big Pharma has so much to do with this problem. They're handing kickbacks to doctors. They want to see people get sick. They want to see these prescriptions doled out because they're making tons of money from people's addiction. And one of the most interesting overlooked things in President Trump's speech, I think, because there's controversy. Anytime Trump will speak, whether it's about something we can all get behind or not, there's the critics who say, well, he declared this a public health emergency instead of a state of emergency. And what is this really going to mean as far as funding and directing funds towards this problem? But what he said that didn't get much coverage was that he was going to go after Big Pharma. He was going to go after the pharmaceutical industry to make sure that they're working on developing pain relievers that are non-addictive. That's one of the most key pieces of this. If you don't have Big Pharma on board, if you still have them working hard against the American people, against people just in general, that's where you're getting all these problems from. We have to make sure doctors are not being incentivized for creating addicts in their patients.
Yeah. It's this really bugs me. This whole issue it's just, and I am not a big fan of big pharma at all. And I think they're in the business of keeping people sick and keeping people, you know, on a vicious cycle of we'll make you sick and then you need us to cure you. And it's just around and around we go. And I was hopeful from the very beginning that Trump would go after big pharma for, there's a lot of vaccine things that he's talked about too, which, you know, needs to be addressed. There are a lot of I'm not an anti-vaxxer, but, you know, there are a lot of issues with vaccines. You can look it up, make a decision. People go crazy over that issue, so we're not going to get into it. But I was very hopeful that he would be brave enough, and it is bravery, really, that is what it takes to go after big pharma. And I just hope that he can follow through on this, because I, you know, my mom and I were talking about this yesterday with the opioid crisis, and Governor Christie of New Jersey is now, I guess, the crisis czar for the opioid addiction thing. And, you know, it's going to take a lot to make any real strides here, because you can say that you want to reform big pharma, but when it really comes down to it, I hope that people really do vote, people in the House or the Senate, wherever this ends up going, I hope that they really do have the guts to vote and do the right thing, because there's so much money that gets put into campaigns, and it's like the NRA and any other big lobby. When it really comes down to it, people can campaign on these promises, and then they just don't pull the lever and say, oh, well, there was something in the writing there that I didn't like, and then they get away with it. But this can't go on anymore. It has to stop. And you hear these stories of doctors' children having their college loans paid off. I mean, crazy stuff that's being done behind the scenes by Big Pharma to keep these doctors in their pockets. It's got to stop.
And there are just so many normal, innocent people who have gotten pulled into this because they've, you know, I've had my wisdom teeth out. I've broken my leg. I've had surgery. I've had multiple incidents where I've needed some kind of pain medication. And, you know, you use it for a couple days and then you end up, but they prescribe you so many.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you get
that
a bottle.
Every single person I know, my parents, my sisters, everyone has, you know, a bottle or multiple bottles of these painkillers in their house. And it stays there. And then, you know, they're just, whether you have a kid who is trying to test something out or, you know, feeling a little rebellious and want to take some pills, or an old person.
Or they want to sell them.
Yeah,
kids selling them at high school.
And there's just so many situations where, you know, there's just so much medication floating around and there's just no reason for it.
Yeah, it's a really bad state of affairs, and I applaud both the president and Hillary Clinton for starting this as a national conversation. I think they were sort of forced into. The biggest surprise for me, I was looking at a map, because a lot of the Sunday shows talked about this, and I was looking at a map of the hardest hit areas for the opioid crisis, and it sure seems like the East Coast and the middle of the country, which is not what you'd expect. Actually, California is having the least, that's where I live, having the least amount of trouble with the opioid crisis, which,
you know,
seems
why?
Odd. What's that?
You guys have medical marijuana for pain management.
There you go. Well,
and Colorado has it too.
Yeah,
and those
that's
are places
true.
That statistically don't have at the higher levels of opioid addiction, because people will say, nah, you know what, I can get a medical marijuana card and I don't want to risk getting addicted to something if I have surgery or whatever. And that's why. That right there, that should be an incentive for states to take a second look at legalizing medical marijuana.
Yeah. All right. One of the things, we're talking about your health, of course, living a healthy life. And one of the questions that you should always be asking yourself is, do you know your numbers? Are you concerned about your blood pressure? Because you really should be. It's one of the keys to your heart health and your overall well-being. And if you're looking for a way to help support healthy blood pressure levels with just an easy, simple lifestyle change, we have great news for you here at the DJV Show. There's a super vegetable that's great for your heart. It's all about the beets. That's right. It seems very simple, but Super Beets is a convenient way to get the benefits of beets every single day. Super Beets provides a nutrient that helps support healthy blood pressure by working with the body's own natural systems. Only Super Beets is made from beets grown to extracting standards, then concentrated into superfood crystals. It is so easy to take. It comes in a canister. You mix it with water. You take it once or twice a day, and it will help you maintain a healthy blood pressure. Call 800- 855-4183. Doug, Victoria, me, Kara, we're all on Super Beats. 800-655-4183. Or go to DougLikesBeats.com. And with your first order, get another 30-day supply of Super Beats for free. Plus, indicator strips to see how Super Beats is working for you. These are really cool, so you can test all your levels with your saliva. It's kind of fun if you're a geek. You get free shipping with this as well. 800-655-4183. 800-655-4183. Or go to DougLikesBeats.com. DougLikesBeats.com today. Super Beats, you won't be disappointed. We love this product, right, ladies?
Absolutely. Every day. This is how I start my morning.
It's part of the way to, exactly. Great way to help lead a healthy lifestyle. All right, Puerto Rico and their recovery effort in the focus next. It's the DJV show at 17 minutes past the hour.
With 20% back in rewards on color copies from Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to leave behind presentations that customers will read, not recycle. The confidence to produce color manuals that'll keep your business in the black. The confidence that your financial forecast will no longer be partly cloudy. Show off your business in full color for less at Staples. Now get 20% back in rewards on color presentations, manuals, and copies. Staples, it's pro time. Visit staples.com/20color. Expires 11/4/17. Exclusions apply.
47 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent
fine handcrafted cigars,
conceived in liberty and dedicated to
locally hand-roasted gourmet coffee
that all men are created
to enjoy hand-cast and finished collectibles from Getty's Gear. Great gear celebrating the spirit of Gettysburg. Visit us today at gettysgear.com. That's gettysgear.com.
Hey, girl, have you done something new with your scales? Using new moisturizer? Nice. It really brings out the hazel in your eyes. Oh, hold on. Are you using whitening strips, too? Your fangs look good, girl. Really good.
A really charming snake charmer? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
Wait, what? Have you been doing Pilates, too?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep?
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
It's a DJV show. Dougie out on vacation this week. Jen, Victoria, and Kara holding down the fort. Puerto Rico's governor, Ricardo Rosello, wants to cancel a small energy company's $300 million contract to rebuild the island's damaged electrical grid. If you were watching Twitter this past weekend, you saw the term whitefish trending. And that's because he held a press conference on Sunday. Rosello said that the Puerto Rican government is invoking the cancellation clause for a contract between Montana-based Whitefish Energy and the Puerto Rico Electric Power Authority. The contract given to Whitefish, which was a large one, has been questioned for a few reasons. One, they only had 2 full-time employees at the time the contract was signed. That seems difficult. The company
$300 million
also,
for 2 employees? Hmm.
Yeah. It's odd. The company is also based in Ryan Zinke. He's the Interior Secretary's hometown, and Zinke has ties to its CEO. Number 2.
That's a head-scratcher.
Yeah, and according to a letter from several members of Congress, the company is heavily financed by a firm that's run by a Donald Trump campaign contributor. Number 3, Whitefish was given a complicated task, Puerto Rico's power grid in terrible shape before Hurricane Maria. It's been over a month since the storm hit the island, and roughly 70% of the power grid is still down. It's a real, really bad situation. Now, Rosello says the island is requesting help from utility companies in Florida and New York under a mutual aid agreement. Lawmakers and energy regulators have wondered why PREPA didn't go that route in the first place. And this one, very interesting all the way around. So Whitefish, you'll see trending Ryan Zinke already explaining the connections to President Trump. We'll see if there's any fallout politically from all of this. It's 20 past the hour on the DJV show.
answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This song's a little out of place on the DJ show.
Doug's away, like, not even a day, and we've got Flava Flav.
That's right. When Doug's away, the girls will play, and Flava Flav in the spotlight. You might know Flava Flav. If you're not a fan of Public Enemy, maybe you know Flav from his dating shows on VH1. He had Flavor of Love. I used to love those. He also is a big popular resident in Las Vegas. I was actually there last year to see Garth Brooks on the 4th of July, and my mom and I had gone to an outlet mall, and we had lunch at a Chili's, and Flava Flav was there in Las Vegas at the Chili's with the big clock around his neck. So he's a very famous Las Vegas resident, and apparently he's got some good news. He's reinvigorating his career. How about that? He's going to be the host of a Las Vegas-based variety show titled Flavor Flav's Vegas. It will be live in Las Vegas and include comedy sketches, musical performances, and sit-down celebrity interviews. That'll be a train wreck. Can't imagine Flav interviewing anybody. He's lived in Vegas for 12 years, and he said that producing a variety show was a long-time goal. He said he always dreamed of being a variety show host, and he thinks it's the time to do it. He said it won't be just him interviewing guests, but he's also going to have a variety of people coming through the show that are in movies and television. And in addition to this new show, the rapper provided a voiceover for the augmented reality component to Masters of the Sun, The Zombie Chronicles, which the Black Eyed Peas Marvel Comics graphic novel. Now, also involved with this, Stan Lee, Queen Latifah, Snoop Dogg, Mary J. Blige, and Rosario Dawson also worked on this project. So look at Flav. I mean, just when you thought he was down and a desert rat in Las Vegas, he's back.
I think it's hilarious that he's never without the clock around his neck. I've seen him I've passed him once in an airport. You spot the clock before you spot the guy.
Yeah. And you go, who is that wearing a clock? And you realize it's him.
And then a friend of mine texted me. She said, I just saw Flavor Flav in the airport lounge, period. He was wearing the clock, period.
Oh, yeah. I was like, you know what? Do you know what time it is, boy? That's him.
Right.
He always asks if you know what time it is. All right, so there's a little Mary J. Blige for you. Now, in some country news, this is a fun one. Reba McEntire and Kelsea Ballerini are going to duet at the 2017 CMA Awards.
This is becoming an annual tradition for the CMAs, these musical collaborations. This year's telecast presents four unique pairings, including Kelsey and Reba, which should be fun. CMA's record holder, by the way, for the most nominated female artist of all time. No big deal, just Reba McEntire. My goodness.
Reba.
Also set to perform together are Male Vocalist of the Year nominee Dierks Bentley, who joins vocal group nominees Rascal Flatts. Kane Brown and show co-host Brad Paisley will collaborate on 14-time CMA award winner's new tune, Heaven South, which should be fun. He also, Brad Paisley, sang the national anthem for Game 1 of the World Series. Reigning New Artist of the Year, Maren Morris, will also take the stage for a duet with Irish-born pop star. This should be cool. Is it Niall Horan?
Niall.
Look at me. One Direction. I sound like Doug. Really? One Direction, you guys? I don't know. You're a big fan. I'm in my 30s. I'm not that irrelevant.
But Niall and Maren, though, they sound great together. That new song,
cool.
Seeing Blind, is a really good country song. It's great.
Previously announced performers on the 51st Annual Award Show include reigning Entertainer of the Year Garth Brooks. He'll be back at CMA fame. Luke Bryan, Eric Church, Miranda Lambert, Chris Stapleton, and newly inducted Country Music Hall of Fame member Alan Jackson. If anybody deserves to be in the Hall of Fame, it's Alan Jackson. Brothers Osborne, Little Big Town, Old Dominion, John Pardee, Thomas Rhett, and Paisley's co-host Carrie Underwood will also perform. The CMA Awards are coming up. They'll air live from Nashville's Bridgestone Arena on Wednesday, November the 8th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC. So kind of excited about this. It's fun. Not only do you get to see the awards, but I think these collaborations are really where they're hanging their hats at the CMA. All right, more up ahead. It's a DJV.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42.
2424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Minutes past the hour on the DJV show. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Doug is out on vacation this week. He'll be back next week, and you can check out his pictures from his totally awesome tour of Italy on our Facebook page. They should be coming in at any moment. You can search us at DJV show on Facebook, and of course, at DJV show on Twitter. We'll put some pictures up there as well. Now, ladies, this story about all of the sexual allegations, sexual abuse going on in Hollywood, I think we suspected that this was happening in Hollywood, but I'm not sure. I know, at least I didn't know to what extent all of this was going on. I mean, you have allegations against Adam Sandler over the weekend for grabbing someone's knee, or you have...
Oh, I didn't hear that. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, there these stories, and this was recent, at an award show, he grabbed a woman's knee and just patted her, and now there are allegations thrown in his direction. Mark Halperin from NBC News, also under fire now, and of course, yep. We know that this was
all kicked off with the revelations about Harvey Weinstein. Well, the latest is a story that's been sort of brewing for the last several years. There have been some rumors about Kevin Spacey. And, of course, one of those rumors is that Kevin Spacey is a gay man. Well, over the weekend, this past Sunday, he opened up about this Hollywood rumor when he came out as gay on Sunday night. Now, this was amid accusations from a fellow actor named Anthony Rapp. And we'll talk about those in just a moment. But Kevin Spacey said that the story that Anthony Rapp has started circulating in the news has encouraged me, this is a direct quote, this story has encouraged me to address other things about my life. I know that there are stories out there about me and that some have been fueled by the fact that I've been so protective of my privacy. As those closest to me know, in my life, I've had relationships with both men and women. I have loved and had romantic encounters with men throughout my life, and I choose now to live as a gay man. I want to deal with this honestly and openly, and that starts with examining my own behavior. Now, we have to ask why we're hearing this statement from Kevin Spacey this week. Why is this happening? Well, Anthony Rapp, who is an actor, started out young. He was 14 years old when he knew Kevin Spacey. They were working on Broadway together. He's publicly alleging for the first time that in 1986, Spacey befriended him while they were performing on Broadway together. He invited Rapp over to his apartment for a party, and at the end of the night, picked Rapp up, placed him on his bed, and climbed on top of him, making a sexual advance. Now, the difference in age, Kevin Spacey was 26 at the time, Anthony Rapp was just 14. For years, Anthony Rapp told no one about this experience. He's 46 years old now, and he said he has never spoken with Kevin Spacey since. But as Spacey's star began to rise through the 90s and 2000s, including, I mean, he's a critically acclaimed actor. He's got Tony Awards and Oscars, and of course, he had a decade-long run as a creative director for the Old Vic Theater in London, six seasons of House of Cards. He said that his frustration, anger over this situation sort of came to the surface, and it culminated when he was at his friend Cameron Manheim's house watching the Tony Awards and Kevin Spacey was hosting. He knew he had to say something, and so now these accusations are out. Kevin Spacey not denying them and actually issued an apology for them. So this is kind of interesting. If you want to hear the direct apology, we should probably read that, because and we'll find that. I think it's important to note how these people react, whether it's Harvey Weinstein or any of these other people at the source of allegations in Hollywood. Are they denying it? Are they apologizing for it? Are they denying it? And that's really telling as to what happened here. It seems Kevin Spacey isn't denying this.
Yeah, I mean, he, from everything that I've read, and I did read his statement earlier, I don't have it in front of me right now, but he basically said, I don't remember this issue, I don't remember this incident happening. He said, if this happened the way that Anthony Rapp is telling that it happened, he said, I owe him a huge apology. And he basically said, this was 30 years ago, so obviously I don't really remember. And he also said, you know, he had a lot of stupid, drunken behavior is another thing that he kind of chalked it up to. It's interesting that he used this opportunity to apologize and also come out. That's a lot of people on Twitter. He's facing a backlash right now, saying he's a little too close to his House of Cards character, where he's really being his own spin doctor, and it's harder to be angry with him as he's having this pride moment of coming out. So he's making it a little more difficult. He's not just saying, okay, I'm really sorry, I did something that was wrong, and I never should have done that, and, you know, I really apologize. Piggybacking it with this big announcement, which he vehemently has denied this his entire career. Do you remember, I want to say, this was maybe in the early 2000s, he went in, I think it was in Playboy, he chose, like, the, you know, the most heterosexual magazine on the planet to write this, like, long essay about how he was straight and he wasn't gay and he let the rumors go and it doesn't bother him and whatever. And so to be that kind of obnoxious about it, and now that you're caught, and now you're going to be all like, oh, I'm a gay man and I'm living my life, it's really, I don't know, I kind of...
kind of seems suspect, the timing. And that's what a lot of the people on Twitter are saying. We hope this isn't a distraction away from these charges, because now you're going to be creating the buzz that Kevin Spacey is a gay man. He issued an apology on Twitter. I guess an apology of sorts. You're right. When he said, this is a direct quote, "I honestly do not remember the encounter. It would have been over 30 years ago. But if I did behave then, as he describes, I owe him the sincerest apology for what would have been deeply inappropriate drunken behavior, and I am sorry for the feelings he describes having carried with him all these years." That's pretty telling, because he brings up, well, I don't remember, but I would have been drunk. Now, if you don't remember the day, you don't remember this happening, why are you going to make the excuse that you were drunk? It just seems a little odd in all this. And I like Kevin Spacey. I told you girls off the air, I interviewed Kevin Spacey and spent almost an hour with him when he was a creative director at the Old Vic, and was one of the best, probably the best celebrity interview I've ever had. He was very candid, very good. He was very kind. And so this really does... I mean, I think we always knew the rumors there that he was gay. I don't think that surprises anybody. But this does. That he's a predator would surprise me.
Yeah. Like, with Harvey Weinstein, I don't necessarily think that anyone thought that he was a great, upstanding guy. Like, just from other things in his life besides this, he didn't really seem like a great guy. Kevin Spacey seems like a great, nice guy. So I think it's frustrating. And I at least hope that, you know, he says he's going to look into his behavior and try and figure things out. Harvey Weinstein said he was going to go to rehab, and who knows where he is now. He's probably on a yacht or not doing anything, you know, like, he never went to Europe to go to rehab like he said he was going to. And I hope that Kevin Spacey actually takes this as a learning experience and does something with it, because Anthony Rapp has been living with this for 30 plus years now. And I guess, you know, he never publicly came out and talked about it, but ever since Kevin Spacey started, I read the article about it yesterday, and they were both young guys, and Kevin Spacey was a nobody at the time that it happened. And so Anthony Rapp basically thought after it happened that he would hopefully never see him again. And then over the course of multiple years, he saw him on sets and saw him at award shows and all of this other stuff, and had to keep, you know, confronting it and bringing it up over and over again. And I guess he spoke to friends about it, but he never spoke publicly to different, you know, news sources about it. So I just, you know, it sucks that he's had to live with this, and that Kevin Spacey basically doesn't remember it at all. And now I, you know, he'll face a little bit of repercussions, but I just hope that he learns from it, because I can't imagine. I mean, do we think that this is a one-time thing, that this has only happened once, or that happened?
I mean, I won't say anything specific, but I've heard rumors about Kevin Spacey and his behavior being somewhat predatory for years. So in New York City, where he's, you know, often staying. So, and I'm sure in L.A., there's probably plenty of rumors about him out there, too. So it's, you know, it's just, it's a shame that he did choose this opportunity to also say, you know, oh, on a separate note, I'm living as a gay man now. That's such a slap in the face.
Almost, yeah.
Yeah, and that's such a slap in the face to Anthony Rapp. It's a slap in the face to the LGBTQ community. You know, like, where were you all these years? You know, we're out here fighting the good fight, and we could have used some of your star power. You know, there's a lot of resentment there for that, too. So, it's, I don't know, it's kind of a mess, but it's unfortunate for Anthony Rapp, and maybe now he'll have some closure.
Yeah, you would think, although I would imagine that him saying he doesn't remember it, and that it, when something is so memorable in your life and it's just a blip on the radar for someone, I don't know if that makes it any easier. And so hopefully
that's true.
These stories are always tragic for just almost everybody involved. So we've got more of them, by the way, because the story, the sexual allegations not dying down. Corey Haim's mom in the focus. She's calling out Corey Feldman for his allegations of sexual abuse against her son, who's now passed away. We'll have that story for you next. It's a DJV show at 44 minutes past the hour.
How will the recent massive data breach affect you? Is your personal information at risk? If you are a Discover credit card member, there's an important action you can take to help protect yourself right now. Go online and sign up for Discover's free Social Security alerts. Once activated, we will alert you if your Social Security number is found on any one of thousands of risky websites. Learn more and sign up for free alerts at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Now when you buy select HP printers from Staples, you can print free for life. That's right. Print up to 15 pages per month for free when you buy select HP printers from Staples. Get the confidence of never running out of ink and having to run out for more. The confidence of having ink automatically show up in your mailbox before you need it. HP ink delivered to your door. Print free for life. Staples. It's pro time. Print 15 pages per month for free. Pay as you go after that or upgrade to another plan. See staples.com/printfreeforlife for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
45 minutes past the hour. It's the DJ V Show, Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Dougie is out on vacation this week, a well-deserved vacation, but he can't leave us alone for just... He's not even giving us...
I'm not even giving us a chance to miss him.
You're calling us from the Alps, huh?
I'm at the base of the Alps, actually, looking up at a large old Roman sort of statue up on top of a large mountain. We're very much at the base of the Alps. It's like anything. Whenever you travel to some place that you don't know, there's always a fascination in learning what you don't know. And so I'm here to explore all kinds of things, which is what I like to do when I go away. Not have the same things, but have different things in your life. And so I'm very fortunate. I feel very blessed. I feel very thankful that I can come and do things that are out of the ordinary, which is how we all have to challenge ourselves. I think we need to do different things. We need to think differently, be around different people. I'm around a group of people that I didn't know until we got off the plane yesterday morning. And it's just you can hear me. I'm sort of just drifting.
You sound very relaxed. Like, you sound like you just had a massage.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. You sound good, Dougie. Do you have any weird people with you? Just blink once, yes, if you do. Are they looking at you right now?
No, actually, they've gone into lunch. I'm here but talking to you instead of going into lunch. Last year when I took a trip that was similar to this, I was the only man. There was another man who happens to be a very well-known author, and I won't tell you who he is. But he's,
yes, you will. You will later.
Sooner or later.
Is it James Patterson?
No. You're going to go through a list of all the guys. Which I said yes to, all right? No. We all need to experience things that are different. We need to challenge ourselves, and that's the problem. So much stuff is spoon-fed. I read something over the weekend that I'll share with you when I come back next week that actually one of Meredith's friends sent along, but it was something that appeared in the total context of living in the here and now, yet the here and now is changing so rapidly. You know, we get ourselves so worked up about the politics. I was listening to you talk just before you entered the break. The whole reality of what the tacit world is, what we can put our fingers on. And yet, really, in time, it doesn't mean anything. It's okay. It's bothering us now. But there really isn't. This stuff all works itself out sooner or later in ways that are somewhat obvious and sometimes they're not so obvious. But we play these games, and mostly based on power and control and things, and we need to kind of get away from it and not take ourselves and the circumstances that we live in as seriously as we do. Easier said than done, however, yeah. From one who has always sort of got myself around with the here and now is.
So, well, I think the most important question is, have you had gelato yet?
Oh, yeah.
Last night we went to dinner at this neat little place, and I had a vegetarian dinner, but then I thought the lady who's the group leader's name is Sandy. She and I both looked at the menu, and we decided we would have this huge ice cream sundae.
Of course.
And it was fabulous.
And you loved every minute. Well, you know what? The gelato's the good stuff, that's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they make great ice cream over here. I haven't run into too many cows. Well, actually, that's not true. We were driving through town. We went by a field that just had manure spread on it. I felt right at home. So,
all right, Dougie. Well, we want to see lots of pictures, so send us some. We're going to post them up on our Facebook page, and you can find us, DJ V Show, or we'll post them up on Twitter, @DJ V Show as well. So make sure you get to work. Start snapping some pics.
I will do that. You're doing a fine job. I'm very proud of you.
We love and miss you. All right, Doug Steffen, everybody, checking up on the girls. It's the JV show. Doug, Jen, and Victoria at 50 minutes past the hour.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Three past the hour, and Doug Steffen's good day. Rich McFadden sitting in now, and along with Kara and Victoria. And as usual here, Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit, MoneyPit.com, along with his co-host Leslie Segretti. They do their nationally syndicated home improvement program, the biggest home improvement program on radio. So try and catch that wherever you can, or podcast if it's not on in your area. Tom, what's going on this week? How are you today, bud?
I am excellent, man. It is fall. The leaves came and they went at my house, Rich. You know, it's been one of those really weird kind of falls where we didn't really get a chance to enjoy the color here too much. It was so warm in the early part here of fall. So the
that
leaves
all
turned
today here on the East Coast, buddy.
I know. We had like about 1 week of like beautiful fall colors, and then bam, the storm comes and blows them all off the trees.
So with fall comes getting your house prepped for not only for the fall and the wind and the leaves, but then also into the winter. So how do we start getting started for that whole process?
Well, if you haven't had your heating system serviced, that is essential. You know, too many folks think that just because it worked last year, it's going to work fine. But the thing is, it may. At the least, it's going to be inefficient because every time you ignite those burners on your heating system, they start to build up deposits, which affect its ability to combust. It wastes fuel if it's not running efficiently, and it could be potentially dangerous. So if you've not had your system serviced, I would get on that right away before it gets super cold out. And speaking of those leaves, let's do keep an eye on the gutters. When they do clog, they cause all sorts of problems, except in addition to the fact that the water rolls onto your head. You know, of course, it can wash out foundations and it can cause leaky basements. So let's make sure we keep those clean. Also, now is the perfect time to look at the levels of insulation that you have in your house. Most of us don't have enough, Rich. And if you look at your attic, you can go up there with a ruler or tape measure. And if, you know, if you're in a chilly part of the country and you don't see a good 15 or 20 inches of fiberglass insulation in there, or if you're fortunate like I am, spray foam insulation, then it's time to add more so that you can reduce your heating bills. You know, improving that insulation is one of the most cost-effective ways to do that.
On the insulation, I mean, I have about 12 inches of insulation on the floor of my attic.
Yes.
I've always wondered, why don't they insulate the actual roof?
That's a great question. So if you have fiberglass insulation, you have to have a ventilated attic, right? So that means you have to have the heat is stopped at that attic floor, so to speak, from the living spaces below. Once you put insulation in that space, you've got to ventilate it because moisture builds up. And if you don't ventilate it, the moisture gets in the insulation, it becomes ineffective. Now, the only time you would put it on the underside of the roof sheathing would be, A, if it's a cathedral ceiling of a finished attic, right? So if it's finished, like your living space up there. But to do that, if you had like a 2x8 rafter deep, you would only be able to put 6 inches of insulation there because you have to leave 2 inches above for airflow. Then you'd have to vent down at the soffits. You'd have to vent at the ridge. Otherwise, that whole structure gets, you know, saturated, and that becomes inefficient. But now in my case, I have a different type of insulation. I used isonine spray foam insulation. So with a spray foam insulation application, you don't have to have a ventilated attic. You can have an attic that's completely sealed. In fact, that's the benefit of spray foam. Not only does it insulate.
Why?
No, it doesn't breathe. It seals it. So it completely cuts out all of the infiltration, the drafts that come in. So in our case, when we converted our house to this, we actually left the existing insulation that was in the floor of the attic because there's really no point to take it out.
Right.
But then we spray foam the underside of the roof sheathing and the sidewalls. And you actually need less spray foam than you would if it was fiberglass. And I got to tell you, when I go up in my attic, Rich, it's the same temperature as the rest of my house, even though it's not heated.
I'm interested in this. Cost per square foot compared to just the fiberglass that you would lay out. I mean, how expensive does it get to do the foam?
It's more expensive than fiberglass. It's not terribly more expensive, but it is more expensive than fiberglass. But the reduction on your heating and cooling expenses and your comfort. Comfort's a big deal, you know, because with ventilated attics, you tend to get more drafts and you tend to always, you know, need to add more and more and more insulation or turn the heat up to compensate for that. But spray foam insulation is just such a comfortable insulation to have. I'm so glad I did it. And remember, my house was built in the 1800s. So this wasn't a new house. We took advantage of the fact that we had to tear the roof off and add new roof sheathing to do it at that time. And then we didn't want to take the drywall off, or in our case, plaster or siding. So we didn't do the walls, but we did the attic. And we also then went down to the basement crawl spaces and did the box beam. And that makes a big difference. Just that first part of the floor framing from the foundation upwards, that gets a lot of drafts in there, too.
Suggestions for contractors to do this in our last 10 seconds?
Yeah, it's absolutely a job that you want to hire a contractor for. It's not do it yourself. I love Isony, and I think that was the way to go. And they're the leaders in the nation.
There he is, Tom Kreitler, for your fall fix-up. Check him out at themoneypit.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Want revenge on the common housefly?
Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.